mothers and sisters in Islam. One of the most important questions that we can ask ourselves as believers, as mu'minun, as servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as people in general, is not, who am I in front of people? One of the most important questions that we can ask ourselves is not who I am in front of people. But the most important question is rather, who am I when nobody is watching me except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In simple terms, who am I in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It is very easy to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in public, in front of your friends, in front of your colleagues, in front of community members, in a large gathering. But it is very difficult to please Allah when you are alone and nobody is watching you. Many people are known by the public image, by their wealth, by the titles before their name, by the clout and reputation they have, and the following they have. But the true measure of a servant is when he is in his private moment. The true measure of a believer is found in his private moments, when he is with no one but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Does that thought even cross his mind that I am watching something haram but Allah is watching me? But does that thought even cross his mind that I'm going to type this message and send it to my friend or colleague or post it online? Nobody knows I am behind my screen. I can send an anonymous message, but Allah is watching me. Does that thought cross your mind? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. Don't you know, O servant of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you? يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِ الصُّدُورِ. Allah knows that furtive glance of yours, that secret glance of yours, that sly glance of yours, who you're looking at, what you're watching, Allah is aware of it. That وَمَا تُخْفِ الصُّدُورِ, which your heart conceals, the thoughts, Allah is aware of that. Go to any cardiologist and ask him, do you know what my heart contains? He'll say no. No person will know what your heart has except Allah. Go to any optometrist, any eye specialist and ask him, do you know what I glanced at 5 minutes ago? They will not know. Allah knows. Allah is aware. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِ الصُّدُورِ. So the question, respected elders and friends, is not, do people think well of me? No, the question is, how am I perceived in the sight of Allah? How does Allah look at me? The question is not, how do I act in the masjid on a Friday? Or how do I act in the masjid? The question is, how do I act when the masjid doors are closed and nobody from here is around me? How do I trade? How do I act? How am I online? How do I with the people? How am I with the people in my house? It's very easy to show akhlaq when you are around people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. Verily the most honored in the sight of Allah Verily, the most honored in the sight of Allah are those who possess the most taqwa. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. And ulama explain that taqwa is most evident in your private moments. Taqwa, consciousness of Allah, is most evident in your private moments. When the opportunity to sin arises and you say, no, for the sake of Allah, I will not do it. When the temptation arises to look at haram, to send a haram text, to look and surf on the internet, and to spread rumors, and to hurt someone's feelings, he stops and says, my Allah is watching, I will not do it. Nobody might be watching, but don't forget, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. That don't you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching? Taqwa is most evident in your private moments. When people are not around you, when you are alone in your room, behind your phone, behind your screens, that is where taqwa is evident. Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, Zulaykha, the wife of the minister, seduces Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam. Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam was alone. There were no cameras, there were no community members, there were no family members. He was alone. And what did he say when he was seduced? He said, Ma'ad Allah. I seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His private righteousness, his secret righteousness, when he was alone, led him to be the king of Misr, public elevation. Private righteousness, Allah elevated him publicly. The lesson is profound. When you honor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in private, Allah will honor you in public. When you honor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in private, in your private moments, then Allah will honor you in public. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that there will be people from my ummah that will come on the day of Qiyamah, and they will have good deeds equivalent to the mountains of Tihamah, denoting kathra, excessiveness, that they will come with large amounts and big amounts of good and virtue. But Allah will turn those good deeds into scattered dust. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked, O Prophet of Allah, who are these people? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that they are people from amongst you. They are people that look like you. They are people that worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They perform salah during the night, tahajjud. But, وَلَكِنَّهُمْ إِذَا خَلُّوا بِمَحَارِمِ اللَّهِ إِنْتَهَكُوهَا. When they are in their private moments and the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are presented before them, they violate them. Isn't it scary? You are alone. The temptation is there to break the command of Allah. You've performed your five salah. You've made tilawah of the Quran. You have made your adhkar. But there you go, when you are alone, it's a habit to sin. إِذَا خَلُّوا بِمَحَارِمِ اللَّهِ إِنْتَهَكُوهَا. When they are in their private moments, when nobody is watching, and the opportunity arises to break the command of Allah, they violate it. What do we learn? That private misdeeds, your private sins, can destroy your public good deeds. You might be pleasing people, but you are displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the question that we can ask ourselves is, how am I in public? Am I the same at home like how I am at the masjid? For there is a problem. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi, he would make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, extensive dua for sincerity. Because he knew that we as Muslims, as believers, are not only fighting against sin, our fight is also against hypocrisy and showing off. Because when a person is sincere, it will not be difficult for him to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in private. When a person is sincere, it won't be hard for a person to stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he is alone. So he would extensively pray for sincerity. Am I the same online as I am in public? Do I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do I really fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when I am alone? Is my private worship more than my public worship? Or is my private worship even equivalent to my public worship? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would make this dua. Allahumma ij'al sarirati khayran min alaniyati waj'al alaniyati salihah. Allahumma ij'al sarirati khayran min alaniyati waj'al alaniyati as-salihah. That, O Allah, make my private better than my public. Make my private life better than my public life. And make my public life that which is filled with piety. Take this one dua with you. Allahumma ij'al sarirati khayran min alaniyati. O Allah, make my private life better than my public life. وَاجْعَلْ عَلَانِيَتِي الصَّالِحَةِ And make my public life that which is filled with piety. Ulama and pious predecessors, they would strive to hide their good deeds. They would strive to hide their good deeds. What do we do today? We are striving to publicize our good deeds. Polar opposites. We try and publicize our good deeds. We strive to do that. The pious, the ulama, scholars, sahaba radiallahu anhu, they would hide their good deeds. If they woke up at 3 a.m. in the morning talking to Allah, it's a private moment. You don't need to let the world know that I woke up at 3 a.m. If you're making dua before the Kaaba, you don't need to post that picture on Instagram. It's a private conversation between you and Allah. Why do you want to publicize it? Our scholars and ulama and pious predecessors, they would worship Allah for decades during the night, but not even their close family members knew that. They would weep and cry during the night and appear cheerful during the day. Because they weren't worried about their reputation. They were worried about acceptance in the court of Allah. They were not worried about their reputation. They were worried about pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Friends, if you truly want to find out where we stand, if we truly want to find out where we stand, then we have to examine and evaluate our private life. When I am alone and nobody is seeing, what do I look at? What do I watch? When I am alone and nobody is watching and nobody is hearing, what do I say? When I am alone, how much do I cry over my sins? How much do I repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When I am alone, how much Quran do I recite? How much tadabbur? How much do I reflect upon the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This will tell you who you really are. So this will tell you where you stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our private lives better than our public lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those that are akramakum inda Allah by possessing the most amount of taqwa. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. الحمد لله حمد الشاكرين ونؤمن به إيمان الموقنين ونقر بوحدانية إقرار الصادقين ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله رب العالمين ومكلف الجن والإنس والملائكة المقربين أن يعبدوه عبادة المخلصين ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله سيد المرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى جميع النبيين وعلى آله الطيبين وأصحابه الطاهرين أما بعد فقد انكشف لأرباب القلوب ببصيرة الإيمان وأنوار القرآن أن لا وصول إلى السعادة إلا بالعلم والعبادة فالناس كلهم هلك إلا العالمون والعالمون كلهم هلك إلا العاملون والعاملون كلهم هلك إلا المخلصون والمخلصون على خطر عظيم فالعمل بغير نية عناء والنية بغير إخلاص رياء وهو للنفاق كفاء ومع العصيان سواء والإخلاص من غير صدق وتحقيق هباء وقد قال الله تعالى في كل عمل كان بإرادة غير الله مشوبا معمورا وقدمنا إلى ما عملوا من عمل فجعلناه هباء منثورا وقد قال الله تعالى ألا لله الدين الخالص وقال تعالى إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم يرتابوا وجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل الله أولئك هم الصادقون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لمعاذ رضي الله عنه أخلص دينك يكفيك العمل القليل ونادى رجل يا رسول الله ما الإيمان قال الإخلاص وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام لأبي بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وهو يلعن بعض رقيقه فقال لعانين والصديقين كلا ورب الكعبة قال فأعتق أبو بكر يومئذ بعض رقيقه ثم جاء إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال لا أعود أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل إني أمرت أن أعبد الله مخلصا له الدين أقول قولي هذا فاستغفره إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله أما بعد أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله فقد قال الله جل وعلا في محكم تنزيله بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقال تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا برحمتك شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت ربنا تباركت وتعاليت اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات وللمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم انصر المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم وقال تعالى: إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون أقيموا الصلاة. Filling all the gaps, stand shoulder to shoulder. Because if there's any room in the rooms, kindly fill that up. The people standing in the passageway in the hallway, please make way for them. Stand as close as possible. Please ensure that your heels are placed in a straight line.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قام للصلاة قد قام للصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إذا السماء انفطرت وإذا الكواكب انتثرت وإذا البحار فجرت وإذا القبور بعثرت علمت نفس ما قدمت وأخرت يا أيها الإنسان يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك بربك الكريم الذي خلقك فسواك فعدلك في أي صورة ما شاء ركبك كلا بل تكذبون بالدين وإن عليكم لحافظين كراما كاتبين يعلمون ما تفعلون إن الأبرار لفي نعيم وإن الفجار لفي جحيم يصلونها يوم الدين وما هم عنها بغائبين وما أدراك ما يوم الدين ثم ما أدراك ما يوم الدين يوم لا تملك نفس لنفس شيئا والأمر يومئذ لله. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. اللهم إنا لذكرك وشكرك اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي اللهم أنت السلام منك السلام أنت العافية سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله